Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, we talked a lot about Billings, Montana. Montana's been sort of a disappointing state lately, but not Wyoming. Wyoming comes through pretty nicely. Tell me about what they've got going on.
Well, it's what has happened, and the Second Amendment supporters there in Wyoming have been pushing to reduce the number of gun-free zones there. There are a number of them. There's at the university and hospitals and government buildings and athletic events. And what the legislators there, and particularly two state senators, Bouchard and Fightman, have been working to get rid of these gun-free zones. And it's sort of a two-part bill in that they get rid of a number of gun-free zones, like at the state legislators and in the committees thereof, and then in government buildings in other parts of the state. And they've been trying to do this for a while. And they passed a bill in 2017 that's very similar to the bill that's going forward now. But it was vetoed by a Republican governor, Matthew Hansen Yee. But this year, they've got reinforcements in the last couple of elections. And they managed to get this bill all the way up toward where it may be signed by the governor. I think there's a good chance it will. But it had to take a kind of unusual route to get there, because what we see, even in conservative legislatures like Wyoming, there are often a couple of sort of old guard types who really don't like the idea of people having full Second Amendment rights. And so they throw monkey wrenches into the work. And this bill passed the House with overwhelming margin on February 27th, 54-7-1. And it strengthens the preemption bill in Wyoming so that local governments can't just put restrictions on your ability to exercise your Second Amendment rights. But it had to go to the Senate first. And so what happened is it went to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it was voted down on a 2-3 vote against the bill. So they were a vote short. But as I said, Bouchard and Biteman had reinforcements. And this is the Senate, and there is a procedure that if your bill gets bottled up in committee, like this one was, that you can move it out of committee and have it voted on by a committee of the whole Senate. And they were able to recall that bill from the Judiciary Committee with a vote of 16-4, 15 against. So they just managed, with the vote of the whole Senate, to get it out of the Judiciary Committee. And then when it came up for a vote, the actual bill, for the whole Senate, it passed 22-8-1. But what it shows you is that the real support for that bill was 16 out of 15. So that was on March 8th. Now, the way that the procedure works in Wyoming is once a bill is passed, the governor has 3 days, not counting Sunday, to sign the bill or veto it. If he doesn't sign it or veto it, it becomes law. But you're saying, well, so has it become law yet? This is way back on March the 8th. Today's the 21st. Well, there's another glitch in the law, and glitch is the wrong way to put it. Another special circumstance in the law, which says if the legislature has adjourned, then the governor has more time. And the legislature adjourned the same day that the bill was passed on March 8th. So by the rules, he then has until the 23rd of March to sign the bill or veto it. Now, this is not uncommon, it turns out, for legislatures to pass a fair amount of legislation on the last day of the legislature. And in Wyoming, they have 55 different bills that have been passed by the legislature and are being waited, that the governor has until the 23rd to sign. So those bills are just waiting there, waiting for a signature or a veto. Now, having watched this process a number of times, different states, my guess is that Governor Gordon, that's Governor Mark Gordon in Wyoming, will probably sign this bill. But he'll probably do it on Saturday, which is the 23rd, last day. And he'll probably sign it with a whole bunch of other bills all at once. And that way, if there's controversial bills in there, they kind of dilute each other, if you see what I'm saying. Or the other possibility, if he's proud of these bills, which he may be, is he'll have a big signing ceremony for all the bills all at once. And he'll just sign 55 of them one after the other on the last day, and that gives him time to organize everything and make sure the media is there and that he has gets the full credit that he wants to get for signing the bills. So that's what I think is going to happen. Now, I said there was two parts to this bill. It's actually probably three, if you want to think about it, because one is that it says local governments can't do anything about gun legislation. That has to come from the legislature, the state legislature. And then two, it creates a situation where local, even if you don't have a carry permit, if you're just using the constitutional carry that's in place in Wyoming, a lot of gun-free zones are eliminated. You know, most public buildings, for example, are eliminated. But there are still some zones that just have, on constitutional carry, you won't be able to take a gun into. But if you have a Wyoming permit, or if Wyoming recognizes your permit, and they recognize permits from about another 32 states, as I recall, then you're able to carry in those zones. And these are places that you're forbidden in a lot of states. You can carry into schools, at universities, oh, wow, in hospitals. And that's just if you have a permit from Wyoming or any other state that Wyoming recognizes.
Hang on there for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This article is one of the latest ones that has been published for Dean on Ameland.com, where he has well over 2,400 plus other articles of various things having to do with the gun culture, the biggest writer of his kind on the planet today, on the biggest website of its kind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about some stuff happening in Montana, some good stuff. Is this sort of unique to have a?
It is.
Have a caveat where you can carry in a school.
It is fairly unique. I don't know of another state that has restored Second Amendment rights to this extent yet. Now I'd have to check out Vermont because that's a little different because they never had a permit system. and their constitutional carry was recognized by their Supreme Court in the 20s, 1920s, over 100 years ago. So I don't know, but I think that they have restrictions on carrying in schools and hospitals. And even without a permit here in the bill, as I read it in Wyoming, ordinary people will be able to carry firearms into the state legislature and into committees where they're having hearings. So that shows a lot of trust in people. And one of the things that was argued during arguments about this bill was that the proponents said, well, look, we allow police officers to carry in hospitals and at universities and in schools, and people with concealed carry permits have been shown to be more law-abiding than police officers.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we let them carry in the same places? I thought it was a good argument.
It's a very good argument.
And it's not too surprising that those who want a disarmed population are going crazy. What? What? Oh, we can't have our sacred gun-free zones? Why? There's going to be blood in the streets. There's going to be carnage. We can't have it. Everybody would be scared. And so far, it doesn't seem like very many people are paying attention to it. But the bill has not been signed yet. It hasn't become law yet. Governor Gordon is being lobbied by the anti-gun media because several articles have been written excoriating the legislature for how dare they pass a bill that do away with gun-free zones and asking Governor Gordon deliberately to veto the bill and save our state. So what I've read about him, he hasn't made a promise specifically on the bill, but he seems a pretty pro-Second Amendment guy. And so my prediction is that he will sign the bill or let it become law without his signature, and we'll know by the end of Saturday. So it's only a couple days away. So that's where we stand. But I don't know of another state that has gone this far to get rid of gun-free zones. And I think it's a perfectly logical and smart move for them to do.
See, here in South Carolina, I'm still trying to figure out a few things about what we have going on here. We certainly don't have anything like that, though. That is...
You made some pretty big step recently, though, with permitless carry.
We did, but, I mean, there's, like, one of the things they did, and this is just so odd to me. Now, based upon federal law, you got to be 21 years old to buy a handgun.
Right.
But they made it to where an 18-year-old can carry a handgun.
Right.
He just can't buy a handgun. So now this means right. Somebody in his family has to straw purchase it for him, basically. And
well, it's not illegal if they buy it as a gift.
True. But see, I'm just thinking about ATF. You know, I was looking at what they did the other day in Arkansas.
Yeah,
they have not changed anything. Everybody's dropping everything trying to find that because that guy's like he's not exactly standing out as a desperado in need of going in there rolling in on him. I mean, he had a quarter million dollar a year job.
Yeah. And I haven't even... Have you seen anything about what the charges were?
Well, that's the thing. One of my guests that had to cancel, he's trying to find that out now because that's what's been done. They're out there looking. The Second Amendment Foundation is trying to figure out what was in the warrant to where they would roll in heavy and get in a gunfight with him at 6:30 in the morning. The other question they're asking is they could have arrested him at the airport.
Right.
And
exactly.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you know what this whole little circumstance there?
Yeah, Ballou. It reminds me of that Ballou back in the 72 or 73 or something.
Sort of reminds me of Waco.
Yeah, very similar.
They could have. I mean, their warrant was for David Koresh, and they know that he went on a run every morning. So instead of waiting for him to go on a run and picking him up while he's out on the road, they decided to go in and roll in heavy on the compound.
Well, and, you know, the operation was called something, and I may be wrong, but it's close to this, like Operation Showtime.
Yeah.
And they had a budget hearing coming up, and they figured they needed to be able to show, you know, how wonderful they were, and so they wanted some dramatic footage for it. That's what I would call
it. And they certainly got some, didn't they? They sure got
some dramatic footage,
eh?
They certainly
for
got
all
some.
Roles, so, I mean, considering that, considering what I see ATF doing, I mean, I've been doing Lock and Load for 12 years. And for 12 years, all the guns that have been sent to me to review have come to this one FFL, which got shut down last year.
Wow.
Because of pen and ink mistakes on 4473s.
Right. Yeah, that's what we've been seeing happening.
Yeah.
What
so,
were just, you know, mild correctable errors. Just
yeah.
process C, you know, got the middle initial wrong. Instead of a 7532 address, it was 7523.
Right.
You know.
Something, nothing nefarious, without a doubt. Nothing nefarious.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's just, you know, looking at that. And so with South Carolina, with this right here, I'm sort of looking at this just thinking, oh, well, this seems like this would be going right down their alley as far as doing a little in-house setting up for, you know, it's okay.
Well, the fact that they have not come out with making the warrant available yet.
Yeah.
Is not a good sign.
No. No, it isn't. No, it is not. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. The article we were talking about, this is the title of it, Wyoming Legislature Moves to Radically Reduce State Gun-Free Zones, which is a very smart thing to do because that means in these states like this, with some of the things that people are forecasting right now, with all of these other people that are in the nation right now today, that means it's going to be safer in Wyoming than it was yesterday because they did away with the gun-free zone. This is at amaland.com where Dean has 2,400 plus other articles there. We don't know the exact number because it grows on a daily basis. We'll be right back. Well, you know, when we get back, I guess we're going to talk about this particular gentleman here, this Dutch comedian, and how silly it is. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Russian news agencies have reported that a terror attack occurred at a popular Moscow concert venue, resulting in the deaths of at least 40 people and injuring another 100. The attack took place as an evening event was underway, with five gunmen entering Crocus City Hall on the western side of Moscow. They began shooting randomly in the lobby and auditorium before setting the building on fire. The University of Missouri student who went missing has been discovered in a Nashville river. Authorities confirmed Friday morning that the body found on the Cumberland River is indeed Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had last been seen March 8th when he was escorted out of Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police say there were no signs of foul play or trauma on the body. A Gaza ceasefire resolution that was backed by the United States has been rejected following a vote at the UN Security Council on Friday. Both Russia and China opposed the resolution. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. This is an interesting story because you don't see this very often, although I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen more of these. Tell me about this guy. This is...
Look, I found this to be a very interesting story because it's in the Netherlands and they have extremely restrictive gun control there. People have to... jump through a huge amount of hoops and fill out all these forms and tests and everything to own, or I presume even to touch a firearm there. And they have extended that to where you're not even allowed to touch or have a prop gun or a realistic replica of a gun. Now, in this particular case, there's this well-known comedian whose name is Hans, I'm hoping I don't mispronounce his name too badly, Hans Thielen. And he's well known, makes a living at it, and he's a good professional. They call him an absurdist comedian. So he, makes things absurd and funny to laugh at. And he was mocking the mayor of Amsterdam. The mayor's name is Femke Halsema, and she has gotten in some trouble at various times. Her son, she has a teenage son, apparently her husband had a deactivated revolver that he said was used as a prop in movies, and the son stole it, got a hold of it, whatever. And then broke into a houseboat and, he got arrested by the cops. And it was a big scandal. And there's other things that, she has done things or said things that make her a legitimate object to be criticized and mocked. Well, so this Dutch comedian, Hans Thielen, made about a 1-minute comedy video where he puts on this huge, absurd black wig. It's obvious it's a fake black wig. And he makes this 1 minute sort of skit mocking the mayor. And there's a table next to him, a dark wood, maybe mahogany, something like that table. And just in view of the camera, there is this gun-like object, I will say. And if you stop frame it and try to get as good a resolution as you can on it, to me, it appears to be a Webley Tempest air pistol. And I have a couple of the Webley Tempest air pistols, and so I got one, and I tried to turn it at what I figured the camera angle was, so I was looking at it from the same angle as the camera, and I put it on a dark wood background. I said, boy, it sure looks like it's a Tempest air pistol to me. You can see the sight on it fairly clearly. It's kind of unusual, unique kind of sight. And the confirmation, it all looks just right to be a Tempest air pistol. And it appears in this 1 minute, I think it's actually a 53-second video. Well, 3 hours after the comedian airs this video, he gets a knock on the door. And it's 6 Amsterdam police officers come to investigate because they've got a call that he has a gun in the house. And even if it's not a real gun, it is considered verboten if it is a real-looking gun. You know, if it's close enough to look like that, somebody would say, well, that's really close. Now, the interesting part of this that I find, because I looked up Amsterdam regulations, and they have a cutout for air guns. Air guns are not regulated. As long as you're 18, you can walk into a store that sells air guns, show them your ID, and buy an air gun and walk out, from what I understand. Now, some countries have this kind of a cutout. Others don't. I mean, you have places like Australia where slingshots are illegal unless you get a special permit from the chief of police, which is harder to get than a permit for a 30-06 bolt-action rifle. But be that as it may, it appears that the Netherlands has a cutout for air guns. And the Webley Tempest air pistol is an air gun. So he gets a knock on the door, and it's obvious that he had anticipated the possibility of something like this happening. Because somebody is videoing it. And he proceeds to very exaggeratedly politely invite the police in, and they go into his house, and they go through one room, and then you get into the, I think it's the dining room where he made the first video, and there on the table is an object, and you can't see it real well because this is a video where the person making the video is using a phone, and it's moving, and the people are moving, and you catch a glimpse of it here and there, but it's pretty clear that one of the police officers pulls out gloves and an evidence bag and takes what appears to be this air pistol, puts it in an evidence bag, sticks it into a pocket, and then the 6 officers basically leave. And the comedian does some comedian things, like he sticks both of his hands straight out, like, well, aren't you going to arrest me? Here, handcuff me right now. I mean, I don't speak Dutch, so I'm extrapolating from what I see in the video, and they don't. But my understanding is they told them, well, look, you know, this will be logged in, and you may have to appear in court on a charge of some kind. But they don't charge them with anything right there. And I'm trying to figure out, well, if the air gun is legal, how is it they have anything to charge him with? But it turns out that they have this clause that if something closely resembles an actual firearm, that's good enough to charge somebody you know, as if it's a prop or a gun or a replica. Now, I don't think the Webley Tempest looks like a firearm to me. I mean, sure, I mean, it's got a grip. It's got a trigger. It's got sights. It's got a barrel. But it's clearly an air gun. It doesn't look like a Webley Mark VI revolver or a PT semi-automatic pistol or a P-38 or a 1911 or anything like that. It doesn't look like any kind of reasonable handgun other than an air gun.
Right.
And air guns are legal in the Netherlands, as I understand it. But this is part of a trend that we are seeing around the world. And I believe that the trend is to make the public believe that guns are so forbidden that anything that even looks like a gun cannot be allowed in your house. Because the police might come and do something bad to you. And in Australia, they outlawed replica guns as well in those draconian set of gun laws they passed in 1996. And one of the articles I had written a few years ago is where there is a young man, and he has a toy AR-15. Now, it very clearly is a toy. Because the whole mock rifle is about 1 foot long. I mean, the grip is probably a good inch and a half long.
Okay. Hold up right there, because this is getting interesting now. So this article, by the way, this is the next to the latest one. This one is called Dutch Comedian House Raided for Possession of Prop Gun. This is also at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. ADR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the Wembley Tempest. There's a picture of this thing too. Is there actually a real gun like that that looks like that, or is that just an air pistol?
I own two of them.
Yeah, but that is a real firearm.
The picture is in kind of a weird angle because I was trying to duplicate what it's on the video.
Yeah,
they're a well-known air pistol. They're kind of a medium grade, you know, a little step up from the cheapest ones, but not in the top target grade category. You know, they're fun little guns to play with. Anyway, because they were made in England, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump across the channel from the Netherlands. Wouldn't be remarkable that there would be some of them in the Netherlands.
Right.
So, I was telling you about the case in Australia, in Victoria, where this guy was walking along a beach and he had this 1-foot-long toy AR-15, and the police accosted him and put him down on the ground and handcuffed him and arrested him for having this toy. And then we had a case in Canada, I think it was in 2021, where it was on, I recall... It was on the 4th of May, and there's a bar and restaurant there which has a Star Wars motif. So as a way to bring in trade, they had a special situation on May 4th, which Star Wars aficionados considered to be a holiday, as in, may the 4th be with you.
Right.
And so they had a young woman dressed up in a Star Wars costume, and she had one of those fake Star Wars blasters with it, and she would walk back and forth in front of the entrance to this restaurant. And some person, I heard the radio call on their version of 9/11, and she calls into the police station and says, there's something very strange here. This person is dressed up in a Star Wars costume, and they've got what it sort of looks like a gun, and they're acting really weird. They're walking around, and they're not really going anywhere. And I just thought I should call it in and report it because it's very strange. And she says, I don't think it's a real gun, but, you know, I figured you should know. So the police send a squad out there, and they have this young woman. Now, those Star Wars stormtrooper costumes they're kind of like plastic armor, and they're very clumsy. It's hard to get into, you know, like sitting or positions with them because they're stiff. And they force this young woman to get down on the ground, and they're trying to tell her, people are trying to tell the police, look, this is a promotion, it's fake. And they just won't pay attention. And they force her down on the ground, and eventually, I think they drop all charges against her because it's a fake blaster that she's got. But it shows you how crazy this kind of enforcement can be. So now we have the situation in Amsterdam, and I hope to be able to get some information on what happens if this ever goes to court, or if he ever gets his air pistol back, because it doesn't appear like he was doing anything illegal. Now, what this does show, though, is that it's not, if you're living in a country that no longer really has free speech, it's best not to make fun of the mayor. You know, it's best not to make fun of people who control the police, because they may send them to your house just on the chance that they might catch you doing something illegal. Kind of reminds you what's happening here on a much worse scale with President Trump, where we can find some kind of charge somewhere if we look hard enough, and then we can find him $500 million for not doing anything that appears to be illegal.
Right.
So this is kind of a minor version of that. But what I see is that it's this attempt to demonize firearms, to make firearms into verboten objects, you know, forbidden objects that you're not allowed to touch or think about or talk about. And what's happened in the Netherlands appears to be an example of this. Now, I have to say that the comedian, Hans Thielen, it appears to me like he has matters well in hand. He appears to have anticipated all this. And it may be that he was hoping that the police would come. I mean, it wasn't like he did anything with what appears to be this air pistol on the table. It was just sitting there. And the camera never even completely shows it. It never shows more than about three quarters of it in the video. And that's why the picture that I put in this article doesn't show the end of the barrel on the web link, because that's all it's showing in the picture in the video. So I suspect Mr. Thielen has a plan. It would be interesting to see how it turns out. The video got over 400,000 views in just a couple hours.
Right.
And I'm sure it's got even greater exposure since then. So I'm hoping there'll be a follow-up that I am able to figure out what happened and whether he was actually charged with anything, or if the Amsterdam administration, if they were smart, they would simply realize there wasn't any crime committed and have a single police officer or maybe even just mail the air pistol back to him, you know, very discreetly so as not to give him more video footage. And drop everything, because the more they push it, the more it will go viral on social media, in my opinion. So that's what's happened in the Netherlands with this world-famous comedian.
Right.
I didn't know about him before, and I'd probably appreciate him a lot more if I spoke Dutch. But since I don't speak Dutch, I had to go off facial gestures and his posturing. And as he's an absurdist, you can get quite a bit from just that.
We got about a minute and a half left, so I just want to ask you a quick question. Now, you were a leading proponent in Arizona of open carry.
Yes.
Was there a period of time where people had to get used to that, where people were afraid of guns being snatched or anything else like that when that first came into play?
Well, I think it's actually an ongoing process. What happened is we always had open carry. Open carry was never considered illegal. But we had the judicial system and activist judges, in my opinion, who were trying to make it unacceptable. And they actually, we had a ruling from one judge that said if a police officer was looking at you and the pistol was on the other side of your body, like in an open carry holster,
right,
from the police officer, so the police officer couldn't see it from the angle he was at, that was considered concealed carry. Now, that got changed, and we got busy, and we started to make open carry more legally acceptable. Like I said, it never was illegal, but we had these strange rulings from activist judges. And I and others just started openly carrying more and more. So what we found is it's an ongoing process. Most of the people who were in Arizona for more than a few years had run into somebody who was open carry. And they realized, it's Arizona, it's no big deal. But we constantly have new arrivals, particularly from like California or winter visitors from Canada.
Right.
When they see somebody open carrying, they think, oh my gosh, a gun. It's terrible. We have to call the police. And I had police officers stop me when I was out.
We're going to have to finish this next week. This is something I'm very anxious to find out from an old hand, but we've run out of time. So thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. This article, everything we've talked about except the last part, you can find at amelan.com. Dean Weingarten, the biggest writer there on the biggest website of its type. I will be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.